This is a practice of loving kindness for others. So first of all, we might check in with what our general motivation for practicing mindfulness is. Thinking that we need to understand ourselves and others better so that we can reduce suffering in the world and that we can increase happiness. And then specifically, we might have the intention to develop the sense of kindness that we can share with everyone, or even perhaps just to understand what it might be that sometimes prevents that from flowing. So taking a moment to touch in with this motivation and intention for the practice. It may be useful to just see how we're sitting and to adopt a posture that is supportive of the practice. The posture doesn't need to be perfect, but if we're going to practice, we might as well give ourselves the best chance we can. So sitting in a relaxed way. Eyes can be either gently open or gently closed. And a sense of a golden thread from the crown of the head just elevating us slightly. So noticing how we are in the body right now and seeing if we'd like to adjust anything. And then allowing attention to pick up the rhythm of breath coming and going. How does it feel as breath comes and goes? Allowing ourselves to become interested in the movement of breath in the body. How would that feel if we'd never experienced it before? And then perhaps the awareness of breath can can spread through the body. How does it feel? Resting on the seat? Hands resting? Breath coming and going? Can we allow ourselves to just be in the body? Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Permission to just rest for a moment. And when thoughts arise, it's okay. But perhaps we could invite ourselves to bring our attention back to how it feels to be sitting here in this body at this time. And now we might allow ourselves to have a friend, loved one, someone who's been particularly kind to us, someone we feel spontaneous kindness towards. This may even be an animal, family pet. Just allow to pop into your mind's eye someone for whom it's very easy to feel a sense of kindness. If, for the sake of practice, this doesn't happen spontaneously, don't worry. The intention is there to allow natural kindness to grow. When there's a sense of the person or animal that we feel kindness towards, just allow them to be there in our mind space. It may be a felt sense of their being. It might be a visual sense of them being there in our mind's eye. whatever's most natural. But a feeling of tuning into them. And tuning in to the kindness that we feel towards them. And then we might silently say phrases such as, may you be happy. May you be free from suffering and difficulties. May you be free from fear. May all go well for you. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be free. May you live with ease. May everything go well in your life. And then we might look at what this evokes in our own body, what feelings or sensations. It might be that it's brought a sense of warmth and pleasant sensations. And if so, we can be with that. It might be that a resistance has arisen, an unwillingness or difficulty in feeling kindness. And if so, we can be with that. We have the intention to develop our natural kindness. And from the practice, we learn. Allowing space in our mind. For our loved one to be there. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May all go well in your life. May you be free from danger and fear. How does that feel in our own body? What feelings arise? And we'll sit for a moment in our own body, on this seat, at this time, with nothing more to do. And as we reflect on the kindness that we've felt, or even on the difficulties that we've experienced, we can make an aspiration that through this practice, through this learning, may I be able to contribute more to the world I live in and the people in my life. May this benefit spread through the world.